Oh my goodness. You're finally listening to my podcast. Thank you. Sorry about my voice. I'm trying to still get over the walking pneumonia or whatever I had. So I know originally this was supposed to be more of like a vlog, YouTube channel type deal. But the stuff that happened and things I experienced after posting to Instagram about my struggle with mental illnesses, I decided fuck that. The internet is like high school for the world, but with, you know, with all the gossip, drama, popularity contests, and bullying, May was Mental Health Awareness Month, and with the way my life was set up at the time, I was doing any and everything I could to find the strength to just pull myself out of the depression that was sucking the life out of me, because all I could think about was just not being here anymore. I didn't want to be alive anymore. And my kids and I deserve more than that. So I was just trying to do everything I could to hold on to hope. And I thought that since, like, I've basically been keeping my diagnosis between my family and, like, a few of my friends, I thought that maybe if I killed two birds with one stone and let it off my chest and my conscience, and then also maybe help somebody else who may have been dealing with the same thing or similar things. But I was so wrong. I was wrong. Now don't get me wrong. I did receive like encouragement and praise and kind words, but funny enough, it was from complete strangers. Not the friends I thought would comment, support, message me, anything. Some of the friends that I thought would say something to me actually were there with me through some of the stuff that happened. And so I was really, really hurt. Like, I mean, fucking butt hurt to the point that I was just bawling my eyes out trying to figure out why the strangers, the people who didn't know me, who only followed the hashtags, were so kind and supportive, and the people who knew me personally weren't. And I realized it's because, well, the people who I thought would support me and I thought were my friends are pieces of shit, but also people who either dealt with it personally or had a close loved one or friend that were dealing with mental illness could understand more. However, in the same token, I am that friend for the people who I thought were my friends. But anyways, I'm going in a circle. So they didn't support me. And I was just bawling my freaking eyes out. I couldn't breathe. And like, I was crying, how little kids cry when they get a spanking, that and I just could not calm down. And ended up having to FaceTime my dad so he could calm me down. And we were on FaceTime for a good 2-3 hours, I think. 2 hours, maybe. And my dad came through clutch, as always. Good old Mufasa. Oh, man. It was just, I don't know, just, it was really hard. My dad's got, like, super deep voice, and he's light-skinned and really wise. So the Mufasa thing fits. He doesn't sound like James Earl Jones or look like that old man, but anyway, so one thing he did tell me that is going to stick with me forever And I know I probably read it somewhere, but hearing it from my dad made it resonate with me even more. When he said that it's, even though it's good that I'm finally no longer in a toxic relationship, that friends can actually be just as hurtful and relationship with them can be just as painful and unhealthy, and that I can't allow my happiness to be based on the approval, acceptance, or attention from them either. Like, just because it's not some man, I still can't depend on other people's acceptance of me and things about me to either allow or prevent me from being happy. He's just like stressing to me that no matter what, people are fallible. They're gonna let you down. Like, at some point, they're gonna have to put themselves first, their kids first, whatever, whomever first. Like, somebody's gonna have to come before you. And then what? So, yeah. Anyway, he encouraged me to keep fighting. So, after I calmed down some, I asked him to give me a word, a phrase, something that I could say to myself to help pull me out of the negativity the way he did. And Lord, I should have known. He's sitting there just thinking, trying to tell me he doesn't know a phrase. I was like, come on, Dad, you could think of something. Like, you're smart as hell. And finally, he's like, Hakuna Matata. Like, really, Dad? Hakuna Matata? Yeah, it means no worries for the rest of your days. And I'm just like, I couldn't help but to bust out laughing. Like, really? The lyrics dawned on me, and I was just like, wow, that is actually perfect. And when we got off the phone, I listened to Hakuna Matata like 3 or 4 times, and it really did help. Music is an insane therapeutic outlet. After the Instagram situation, I started thinking about all the other bad shit that could happen. Like, not just the fucking work it takes to start a YouTube channel. They got like a little YouTube course you gotta take, and then of course you gotta have the right lighting, right sound, you gotta look good on camera, blah blah blah. That was frustrating me. But also, I swear, YouTube is like the hood for social media platforms, especially the comment section on YouTube. Boy, them people be going in, and I ain't got time for some strange little asshole on the internet to say some shit that sets me off. And no, like, I ain't got time. Like, those hateful ass people have no idea. They don't care. And so I said no to my YouTube channel, and with good freaking reason. Just this past Tuesday, one of those YouTube personalities, what's his name? I don't know his name. I know he did the video game videos or whatever, but still, just a 29-year-old kid, young man on the internet, killed himself because of the negative effects of being on social media. And like, this shit has got to stop. We are losing so many people, young people, older people, whatever. People are senselessly losing their lives because of their battle with mental illness or depression or whatever. And having to also try and deal with social media. It's just a part of our lives these days. And in my heart of hearts, I believe that if mental illness didn't have the stigma it does, and people treated it the same way that if they treated mental illness and the people that have it the same way that they treat things like cancer and those other types of diseases the same way, we could probably save a lot of lives. You have no idea how fucking much it means to be supported through. If there's some way that we could start to just accept mentally ill people. It's like people think because you're not having to go on chemo and you're not physically sick, they can't tell that you're sick, that you're just perfectly okay. And quote unquote, it's just all in your head. And fuck that. I'm going to continue to be an advocate for mental health and mental health awareness through sharing my own story and my insights and shit that happens and has happened. I want the people who struggle with mental disorders to know you matter. You are not a pariah. If you're bipolar, depressed, anxious, anorexic, bulimic, or even if you have a few extra personalities living in your body or your head with you, like, it's okay. You are still worthy of love and acceptance without having to pretend to be with somebody else. And even if you haven't been clinically diagnosed with something and you're just maybe a sad or panicky or sad and panicky person, that's okay too. Like, above all else, do not let social media fool you into thinking that the shit that you see online is what life is supposed to be like and what those people's lives are really like. People aren't posting their failures. Who's gonna go make a Instagram post of them when they first wake up in the morning with their hair all over their head and crust in their eyes and all that? No, you're gonna go to the bathroom, wipe a little bit of the crust out of your eyes, maybe throw some mascara on if you're a girl, clean yourself up a little bit, and then take the picture. It's all a facade. It's a show. I share my bad days. I share my good days. I share the days when I'm in between. I might start out in a good mood, end in a bad mood, but I have a desire to portray mental illness just how it is. Some days were good, some days were bad, whatever, but that doesn't mean that we're crazy or we're gonna snap at any moment. I don't know. I think people need to quit being so fucking closed-minded about mental illness. It's just, blah. Anyways, so don't let social media fool you into thinking that those lives that are portrayed online and those bodies with those filters and airbrush and, oh my gosh, I just seen Kim Kardashian mix body makeup. Whole time I'm thinking these celebrities have all this perfect skin and it's goddamn makeup. While I was reading, in the midst of my journey that I'm still on, I've been doing a lot of reading about, like, mental health disorders, triggers, relief, and all that. And I came across an article that was talking about a word, Facebook envy, for people who become depressed from comparing their lives to others while scrolling online. Like, seriously? Facebook envy. Can you imagine going to the doctor and being diagnosed with Facebook envy? Like, yeah, your 14-year-old's really, really sad all the time because she can't stay off Facebook and thinking that the grass is greener on the other side or whatever. It's just, it's mind-boggling to me. And then there was another one, a study posted in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Harvard conducted it, that showed that the pleasure center of our brain actually lights up when we talk about ourselves. Some of the people in the experience were even willing to forego the monetary compensation that they were offered to participate in the beginning just to keep talking about themselves. Like, what the fuck? Posting about yourself in social media activates your brain's reward system, like in the same way as some forms of drug abuse. So essentially, when you post about yourself online, it's like, take a hit and then waiting on attention as that high of approval. Bitch, get high off your own approval. Gas yourself. You look in the mirror or in your phone, whatever. You tell yourself that you're a bad bitch and talk about yourself to your, make a video. That's what I do. Shoot, I talk to myself on my Snapchat. Sometimes I'll post a video, sometimes I don't. Like, don't lose sight of how amazing you are and what you have. And just stop longing for what other people have or how they're living. If that's what you want to do, great, go get it. Work for it. But in the meantime, be grateful for what you have. What's that corny ass saying? What is it? Yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is the future. And today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. And that's so fucking true. You be grateful for what you have today, in this day. Not, oh, well, tomorrow I get paid, or this and this happened yesterday. What happened today? You woke up. You had something to drink. You had the money to go get a coffee. Find something. Try your best. I know. Trust me, if anybody knows how hard it is to control your mind when you have a mental illness into not being negative and self-deprecating, just try your hardest to be nice to yourself. If you think about it, we're having a conversation with ourselves unspoken our entire lives with our thoughts. So think nice thoughts. Be nice to yourself. Love you, boo-boo. Just cheer for yourself. Pat yourself on the back while you're trying to stay strong and trying to stay positive. It's hard to stay consistent when you don't have somebody clapping for you and cheering you on and checking on you and praising you. Do that shit for yourself. Save your story. If you post, like how I do and I've noticed other people do, you post quotes, memes, or whatever of positivity online, save it. Go look at your story. And even if you don't fully believe the positive quote that you're posting, post it anyway. And keep looking at it and keep reading it until it resonates with you, within you, and you believe it. Like, don't worry about nobody cheering you on. And even if you do have people who consistently check on you, appreciate that. Let them know that you appreciate it, but don't rely on it. Like my dad said, people are fallible and they're gonna let you down. It's guaranteed. So when they do, not if, when, you don't gotta go looking for somebody else, because you are already used to depending on you. Yo, A1 since day one, you're ace, boom, coon. The person who came here with you, unless you're a twin, and the only person who's going to leave with you, you. Even if your situation isn't ideal or perfect or as good as it once was, or maybe you're waiting on it to get better, look for the good in that. Although I am a motherfucking gangster, I'm not some well-off, rich-ass bitch living a fabulous life telling you from my big old mansion where I live with my perfect little family and all our cars and all our perfect fancy shit about, oh, it's not that bad. Look for the good things. Hell no. I'm living all the way in Austin, Texas, so far away from my family and friends. Well, my family in Virginia and South Carolina. But I'm grateful for my freedom. Just the simple fact that I can open doors, I can turn lights on and off, I can choose what I'm going to eat. My freedom. I'm grateful for that. I have maybe two or three people I can truly call my friends, but I love all three of them. I'm experiencing co-parenting fucking hell with a man-child who keeps playing keep away with my babies just to try and hurt me, but I'm grateful for their well-being. I may not be the one taking care of them as much as I want to, and I know he can't do it like I can, but they're being taken care of. And so I try and focus on that. I just freaking lost my job in March because of my depression. And a week after that, my car went in the shop and is still there. But you know what? I got a roof over my head, and I have food in my belly every night. So, again, silver lining. And then in January, shoot, my ex-husband fucking choked me within an inch of my life. But you know what? I'm grateful for the life lessons. And although he's facing a double-digit prison sentence, and I gotta testify against him, I hope that he learns and he changes too. I'm grateful for the strength that that traumatic situation gave me to finally fucking love me the way that I've been loving all these other raggedy ass niggas. I love me some me. I'm going through fucking hell on earth, but I try not to get lost in the depression and sadness of all the bullshit I'm dealing with right now, because I'm still here. I'm alive. I'm free to feel, to be sad. And so I use that to push through the pain every day. And I work towards being a better woman, a better mom, a better sister, and just simply a better person, being more kind. And that keeps me from getting lost in the depression. Yeah, fuck yes, I have bad days. I could be doing something as simple as putting some laundry away, and I'll come across one of my baby's socks or their shirts or something, and I'll fucking lose it. But I will let myself feel that hurt. I'm gonna feel the pain, and then I'm gonna move on, because I'm gonna use that as fuel to keep moving forward. I deserve happiness. You deserve happiness. No matter who you are, what you did, what you've been through, what you're going through right now, you are worthy. You are worth love. And I hope that you don't give up and that you're not too hard on yourself. Do whatever you have to do to stay happy in your mind. Your thoughts control your outlook. I try and only put happy shit in my head. I used to sit around listening to all them heartbreak songs and sad shit. Fuck that. I don't listen to that no more. I listen to happy songs with uplifting lyrics or lyrics I can relate to. And I mean, I still have bad moments, bad days. It gets hard as fuck. Some days, I don't even get out of the bed. But you know what? That's okay. You're going to have days like that. Doesn't mean you're a failure. That doesn't mean you ain't shit. Just the next day, try again. Try not to be so hard on yourself. Love you. I will spend hours listening to my happy music, scrolling through memes, positive quotes. I'll read, write, anything, go outside, anything to keep me from being sad. Because I love me so damn much, I don't want me to be sad. Love you just how you are. Tell yourself, I love me. I love me. Tell yourself, I love me so damn much, I don't want me to be sad. And listen, ugly.